Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Khadija. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Christiana Bench, and I'm calling about, I had called a couple of weeks, maybe about a month ago, and I was calling because I was trying to start my unemployment, and it had went from my old unemployment, instead of me cutting under my new job, it went to my old job. And I had told them about my new job. I gave them information and everything. And when I went to go file it, like, you know, the next week or so, like she told me to, it wouldn't let me. It wouldn't let me file it. And they said I need to give you a call, guys, a call back because I was off due to having COVID and stuff. So, but like I said, it's filed on my last job, not my the current job that I have.
May I have your social security number, please?
Yes. It's 420-47-3497.
Can you verify your name and your date of birth?
Yes, it's Christiana Dennis, 9297.
Can you also verify your mother's maiden name?
Yes, Christian Dennis.
And when did you call in to reopen your claim?
I want to say about January the 11th or somewhere in there, or the 12th. Can't remember the exact day.
Okay, are you currently still unemployed?
Okay, so this is what happened. I caught COVID in November. I still had my job, and they only pay me for a certain amount of hours, and then they stopped paying me, but I never got a clearance to go back to work because even due to COVID, I caught blood clots in my lungs, and I ended up in the hospital. And then my mother just passed from W1 and COVID. So she just recently passed from it as well. And now, I haven't went back to work yet. So, because everything was back to back. And like I said, I had COVID and I ended up in the hospital. And then I caught some blood clots due to COVID. And I never went back. COVID, and that's the job. See, it reported off the job, but not the one I'm currently at, the ER. It reported off Birmingham Metro Treatment Center, and I'm no longer there. And I called them with the information for the job at the ER, but it wouldn't let me file it.
Okay, so I can reopen your claim. I'm just going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Have you had a name change?
No.
Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Two-year.
I'm sorry, what was that?
A two-year college.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
What's your driver's license number?
880-1902.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, a direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Would you be using your checking or your savings account?
Checking.
What's your routing number?
08-42-01-278.
Okay, that was 08-42-01-278. And what's your account number?
6614-73-650.
Okay, that's 6614-73-650. Is this a traditional bank account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your mailing address?
You said my mailing?
Yes.
So my mailing is P.O. Box 826, Pine Hill, Alabama, and it's 36769.
Okay, that is P.O. Box 826, Pine Hill, Alabama, 36769. What's your physical address?
It's 143 Gwen, G-W-E-N, Road, that's Pine Hill, Alabama, 36769.
Okay, that was 143 Gwen Road, Pine Hill, Alabama, 36769.
Yes,
sir. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's your telephone number?
It's 334-375-3776.
Thank you. And what's your email address?
It's Monet, M-O-N-A-E, Denish, D-E-N-I-S-H, at gmail.com.
Okay, so that's MONAEDENISH at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was D as a dollar, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Blazers, Buccaneers, Crimson Tide, Jaguars, or none of the above?
Blazers.
Question two, what month was Alphonse Hall born in? February, June, August, November, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this person?
That's my grandma's husband, but I'm not familiar with his birthday.
Okay. You want to say none of the above?
Yeah, I know it's either, I can't remember which one. It's either February or March. I just know, like I said, that's my grandma's husband, so I don't know. I don't know. It's either February or March, and I just don't know which one it is.
Question three, in what county do you currently live? Clark, Wilcox, Bullock, Chilton, or none of the above?
Wilcox.
did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
As a what?
As a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes.
When was the last day you worked?
I think it was November the 19th.
You said November the 19th?
Yes.
Okay.
And my last pay for my job was January the
19th. Now, if not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, but I haven't got a clearance from the doctor.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Not at the moment.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
A mission coordinator.
Admission coordinator?
Yes, or either it would be labeled as a mission coordinator or patient encounter specialist.
Are you searching for work in your current occupation?
No.
What's a job you are trying to gain employment in?
It'll be what I've done already. So, same thing, patient encounter specialist or admission coordinator.
Okay. What was the name of your last employer?
UAB.
And what's their telephone number?
I'm gonna give you my supervisor number. Yes, it's gonna be 205-934-4030.
And when was your start date?
Let's see. I think it was, I think it was August the 7th, if I'm not mistaken. But let me look, to be honest with you. Yes, August the 7th.
August the 7th of 2020?
Yes.
And when was the last day you worked?
November the 19th of 2020. That's because I caught COVID right like that. I found out I had COVID like that same day. And I haven't been back because I haven't got a doctor's clearance. And like I said, I caught. So I ended up, okay, so November, I had COVID for a while. I had COVID until December the 20th. I caught it November the 19th. I was informed I had COVID. And then I was in the hospital. I got out December the 21st, I think. Yes, I got out December the 21st. And then my mother ended up catching it, and I was trying to help take care of her, and she just passed from it on January 24th. So I haven't had, and I'm still under doctor's care right now due to me catching. When I had COVID, I also caught a pulmonary embolism, so I haven't had clearance to go back to work due, because it's still in my system, and my lungs are, like, I have scarring on my lungs from COVID. So I'm still having, like, a little shortness of breath with things. So I haven't had a doctor's clearance to go back to work due to COVID.
Okay, now, you worked in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
You said after my last day of work?
Yes.
I received pay up until January the... Let me pull it up.
So my last day of pay was January the 4th. No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. No, it was December. It was December the 24th for my last day of pay.
Yes, now after your last day of work, did your pay include vacation pay?
No, it wasn't vacation pay.
Sick pay?
I think it may have been sick pay, but I don't know how they...
So you want to say yes or no?
I guess no, because I don't know. Because I was on a temp service, so I'm not sure how that was. Because I don't know.
Did you receive any holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is the education system you work for currently between school terms or on an established vacation period?
Ma'am?
Is the education system you work for currently between school terms or on an established vacation period?
No.
Do you have reasonable assurance or of employment for the next school term?
I don't work for the school. I work for the hospital.
Okay.
It's UAB, ER. Well, it's UAB, but that's what on my thing. It just show up as UAB, but it's their ER, the emergency room.
Has your employer provided you with a letter of termination?
No.
Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
You say yes or no?
It means it's going to take it out?
Yes, taxes will be taken out.
Yeah, you can take it out.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a PIN number. This PIN number will be used to check the status of your claim.
Okay.
The PIN number is 9797.
Okay.
The following inscriptions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.